and the Bima try to get to explain with greater clarity the yesterday's shir. So we're zeroing in on Machlokes Balmor Ramban, and we're looking at it in two different ways. First, the way that we've been discussing it Thursday, Sunday, Monday, was looking at the Machlokes the Balmor Ramban, how they understand the sugya. We have a sugya. The Mishnah says that Reuven puts a fence around Shimon, and Reuven only becomes chayiv when he puts all four sides up. When he puts up the first three sides, he's not chayiv. Question is, how much is he chayiv when the fourth side goes up? Mm-hmm. That's the Mishnah. The Baal HaMor and the Ramban have very different pshatim. The Baal HaMor's pshat is the pshat of Rashi, that it's the fence in between the two parties. The Baal HaMor's pshat is that it is a case of Mokoyim Shenogu Ligdor. It's a sugya of Hezekiah, and there's a very big chiddush over here, because they're both mechuyev to put up that wall. And if they'd go to Beis Din initially, they would have to be, Beis Din would say, put up the wall, put up the money, both of you, become shutvim, put it up, the first Mishnah. Hey, yois, that they didn't go to Beis Din initially, that one went to Beis Din, one put up the wall himself, so the Baal HaMor has a chiddush from our sugya. So that changes everything. First wall, non-chayiv. Second wall, non-chayiv. Third wall, non-chayiv. Fourth wall, become chayiv. While the Ramban and most of the Rishonim criticizes pshat in varying degrees of strength, and they criticize the pshat in the Mishnah and are moikim the Mishnah to be a situation where it's a mokim shaloi nogu ligdor, where there is no preset obligation to put up the wall. And they're making the Mishnah to be a case where Reuven puts up the wall around Shimon, around Reuven, and that includes Shimon. So it's really a different sugya. According to Baal HaMor, it's a sugya of Hezekiah, where one person takes the initiative and doesn't negotiate. And according to Ramban and Rav Rishonim, it's a sugya of putting up a 10 tefach wall to protect themselves from invaders. According to the Baal HaMor, it's a Hezekiah sugya, and according to the Ramban and Rav Yishayim, it's a sugya of providing hanor for somebody. It's a sugya of Yerul Zechsonach Averay. It's a sugya of Zenan Lechosah. So Thursday, Sunday, Monday, we looked at two ways of looking at the sugya. And there's be'emes two different sugyas, two different stories. Should be two different sifrei Shulchan Aruch. And according to the, and we know that the reasons why Rav Yishayim dismissed the Baal HaMor, they dismissed the Baal HaMor's pshat because it doesn't fit the words of Akefa Yaseira. They dismissed the Baal HaMor's pshat because that's why they wanted it to be the outer fence. Because if it's a case of Hezekiah, then they're both mechuyavim. So why should there be a distinction between negotiating, getting the Beis Din to get my neighbor on board, and putting the wall up? And therefore, and most of all, the Rishonim said that the Gemara tells us, the Ravina Rashi tells us, it's a sugya of zenen of the choser. It's not a sugya where they're both mechuyav to do something together. All right. So that's what leads Rav Yishayim to dismiss the Baal HaMor's pshat. We gave a very strong defense of the Baal HaMor, because the kasha which all the Yishayim have to deal with is that if it's a mokim she'ein roi ligdor, that means if they would pre-negotiate, there'd be absolutely no chiv to take care of this. And now that they take the initiative, it becomes a chiv, and that's hard to understand. Okay, so that's the sugya in terms of pshat in the sugya. Good. And it's very hard to go deeper in terms of understanding any conceptual machlokes rishonim, because they're really two separate sugyas. Okay, and bekacha. However, what the Birka Shmuel then wants us to focus on is that if we take the situation that the Baal Mor describes, we know what the Ramban will say about that situation because of the kashas the Ramban. We know what Rabbi Shannon will say. So now we're looking at the Baal Mor sugya, so to speak. This sugya does not, according to Ramban, according to Tosfos, according to this sugya does not appear in Shas. But we know what the din is. We know what they'll say when it comes to litigation. So now we're looking at this story. The story of Reuven and Shimon, where Reuven puts up a wall between himself and Shimon. And it's a situation where people put up walls because they are sensitive to Hezekiah. Alright? That's the Baal Mor story. Now we know from the Ramban's critique of the Baal Mor what the Ramban would say. The Ramban would say that they are shutfim, they have to pay equal. So again, you have a halacha where two people are neighbors and Reuven takes the initiative and he puts up the wall between Reuven and Shimon and he mamish does the kilchasa, he puts it on the area that they share. And he builds it kiminig amdina. So the halacha now is that the Baal Mor says that Reuven doesn't get any compensation until he puts up four walls. And the Ramban says, mechatesa. He puts up one brick, two bricks, whatever he's doing as a shutif. He should be able to take Reuven, should take Shimon to Beis Din as he's building. And the Baal Mor says, no, it's only when he finishes all four. And it didn't have Hezekiah. So the question is, and the Baal Mor says that you put up all four walls, you're not going to get paid like a shutif. You're only going to get paid the mei konim bizol, according to Tanakhama. And certainly according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Manda Omer that says Rabbi Yossi is only chalek by nikif. So let's zero in on this situation. Reuven puts up a fence around Shimon, and he does three walls. And he's a big tzaddik because he's taking care of the Hezekiah in the neighborhood, and Shimon doesn't want to pay anything. They go to Beis Din, and according to the Baal Mor, the Beis Din will support Shimon's non-payment. And according to Ramban, Beis Din will say, time to pay up. The guy already laid out the bricks of three walls. You were hired to pay from the beginning. They put up now a similar case. Reuven keeps on building. He builds a fourth wall. And now Reuven says to Shimon, we did all four walls. First mission of Abasra. Zemlokim Shiroi. Ligdar. Beis Amid Beis. Hezek Rishma Hezek. Pay up. And Shimon says, okay, what's the cheapest possible wall we could have built? That's what I'll pay you. And Reuven says, "Hey, mechitesa, the first sugya is a griya. Baal Mor will say that basis of paskin in Shimon's favor, and Ramban and Rabbi Shimon that the basis should paskin in Reuven's favor. Says the Birkei Shmuel, what's the machlokes? What are they arguing about? Again, context is this sugya does not appear in Shas according to Ramban. This masa umatan between the two litigants, according to Baal Mor, is a mishnah mefureshes, and according to Ramban, it's the imagination of the Baal Mor. But Hayyoyis, the Baal Mor conjured this up, and Hayyoyis, the Ramban criticized the Baal Mor. We know what the Ramban will say. So the Birkei Shmuel says, let's look at this sugyim, this din Torah. It's like a tshuva from the Rishonim. So we know what they say. So Birkei Shmuel says, what's the machlaikas of here? How do we explain the Baal Mor? L'chay, the Ramban makes much more sense. The Meferish Achiyav, I took care of our Achiyav, now pay for the Achiyav. Ramban says, Mechateis, is there any difference between we negotiate or I just do it? So the Birkei Shmuel says, it's a Yosaitisik machlaikas, as to whether the Achiyav of putting up a wall is the chiyuv akarkafta the gavra or chiyuv mamon. In other words, when the din of Hezekiah was machayev, the obligation to put up a wall, what was the nature of that obligation? Was it the nature of that obligation to neighbors have to take care of each other? Two neighbors, we move into a neighborhood, we have chiyuvim one to the other. We have a chiyuv, one chiyuv is not to have parties after 11 o'clock at night. That's one chiyuv. Is there a chiyuv mamon based on that? That the chiyuv kakav to the gavra, right? One chiyuv is that I have to take out, that I have to take out my garbage. I can't let it pile up, and I can't take it out if collection is on Monday. I can't take it out on Sunday night. It's a chiyuv mamon. After the gavra, we go a little bit deeper. Machlokes Rishonim. We have an obligation to pay the security. Is that a chiyuv mamon? After the gavra, machlokes Rishonim. According to the Baal Amor, it's a chiyuv after the gavra. According to the Yad Ramah, it's a chiyuv mamon. Right. So, but we have all of these models of when the chiyuv is to get something done. It's not a chiyuv mamon. Sometimes the way to get something done is to pay for it. Right? Depends on your income tax bracket. But sometimes the chiyuv is you got to get it done. So I can execute my chiyuv by hiring somebody. But that's not the basic chiyuv. So the Baal HaMor says the basic chiyuv is to get it done. And the Ramban says, and like the Rosh, the basic chiyuv is to pay for it, to put the money up. I can execute my obligation to pay for it by doing it myself. Right? A person, sometimes happens, tuition. Right? What's the chiyuv of tuition? Is the chiyuv of tuition to pay the school money? Or is the chiyuv of tuition to come in and teach? But a yois that I can't teach 30 kids at one time, and a yois that I have it's not my profession, so then I have to pay the school to do it. All right? So it's an interesting issue. Halacha, conception. Halacha l'maisa, halacha l'masa, it's a monetary obligation. Now, some parents will say to the school, look, I can't afford it, I will serve lunch. I'll save you money from serving lunch. So I'm executing my monetary obligation by doing a maisa. Right? So sometimes you can have, what's the basic chiyuv, and you can execute with a maisa, or the basic chiyuv can be a maisa, and you can execute it with money. What's the nafkamina? Number one is mechila. That if it's a monetary obligation, you can be left from the beginning, you look as wealthy, you can say, I got the money, and I'm giving it back to you. But if it's an obligation to do, then that obligation stays until it gets done. Next nafkamina, that the Birka Shmuel says, which is our sugya, is what happens if I take the initiative. And I take the initiative, another, one more, what's it about a suffix? It's a suffix whether I'm chayiv to, suffix of whether I'm chayiv to be included, do I have to pay, for security, right? There is an obligation that the neighborhood says we're all gonna make sure we have security, okay? We're all gonna make sure we have guards up here. We're all gonna make sure there's a patrol car, okay? And then in the bylaws of the neighborhood, they say, but a Talmud Chacham who's learning him of a Laila, it does Tikkun Chatzos. So then. Well, he's the best shomer we got. Everything else is just window dressing. He's really the shomer. I'm going to make him pay also. That's not right. Okay. So now there's a suffix if I'm a Talmud Chacham or not. Talmud Chacham is what's the whole of the people write swarm about this. What's whose mood is a Talmud Chacham? So it says in the Bible as a Talmud Chacham. So my wife says we should be potter because I'm a Talmud Chacham. Right? She wants to be Nishas Chacham. So she makes a taina, right? That should be part of it. And the rav of the town says, he hasn't learned Masechtas Kala yet. That's what the Mishnah says. You have to Talmud Chacham does Kala Terukula and Masechtas Kala. He's got to pay. Okay, so maybe there's a safek. A safek, what's called the Talmud Chacham, Kemoshe Kosev in Shas, or people call it Talmud Chacham. So if it's a Sofik Mammon, so what's the name of a Sofik Mammon? Hamayt Mechavel Araya. You got to write, you got to figure this out. You got to give me a Bechina, right? And you got to have a Araya. What do we call Talmud Chacham? What did they mean when they wrote Talmud Chacham? Right? But if it's a Chayva Karkafta de Gavra, then it's a Sofik Lechomer Lechayra. Right? Then it's not a Sofik Mammon. We have obligations to take care of things. I have a Sofik. All right, we had a deal. I came in. I said that I would provide certain things. Not a mammon segechiyah. I can patter myself by paying, but I really should be doing shmira every night. We all should be taking one shift of shmira. We decided that we'll pay a shomer instead. But the basic chiyah is chiyah. So then that's not a suffic mammon. That's a suffic of. What was my yeschayvus to you? A suffik neder, a suffik shvuah. I'm not sure, but that the Birch will say that's a suffik lechumra, not a suffik lekula. So now comes the third nafkamina. What happens if one person says, I'll take the patrol. I'll do it night after night. One person says, I will build the wall. So Birch Shmuel says, in that case, if it's a chiyavakar kafta de gavra, I removed the chiyavakar. I took care of it. There was the chiyavakar kafta de gavra is not that everybody should be a shomer. It's that the town should be well guarded. The chiyav is that we together should make sure there are no perpetrators. So I took care of it. The chiyav is that we should all be able to use our backyards fully without worrying about somebody looking in. Did it. Took care of it. Right? So if the chiyuv is a chiyuv mammon, we all have a monetary obligation. The fact that I put the wall up doesn't change the monetary obligation. It might mean that I'm potter from paying it and you're chayiv to pay, but you all had a monetary obligation. So I put the wall up. We have to figure out where the money goes, who gets the money, okay? But I didn't change the equation. On the other end, if we have an obligation, we decided as a neighborhood that we will provide neighborhood security. We didn't talk about money, neighborhood security. And then we all, and we said we're going to, each one takes a night. And then I send a note, I'm available, I'm doing Tuesday, I'm doing Wednesday, I'm doing Thursday. So then I can't ask for any money for it. I obviated the requirement. I made the situation in such that we don't need the shmira, but there's no monetary. We can discuss. That's the Birkesh. We can discuss and then there's lechoser. We can discuss yoreid. We can discuss it, but the ikra dover, there's no chayv moment. So that's what the Rosh said. The same thing as mechila. If it's a monetary obligation, I can say ki ilu is kabalti. But if it's a obligation to do something, or kafta de gavra, I can take away the need for the obligation, but the chiyam is always going to be, the first thing is, I'm going to be meichel on security. I'm going to be meichel on, I can say tonight, I don't need security. But I can't say that I'm meichel going forward. It's not a davar nitan l'mchila. So therefore, now the Birkesh Shmuel says, so that is now a machlekes Ramban Balamor. What do we mean the machlekes Balamor? They never argued about it. No, if you look at the kashas of the Melchomas and the Balamor, you'll be able to figure out what they would say in a Din Torah. And you'll be able to create a sugi out of the imagination. The Ramban would say that the fact that I had to criticize the imagination, the Balamor, we have a sugi. So what are we saying right now? What's the Birkesh Shmuel pointing out? He's pointing out, there is a machlaik. In other words, we have to shift our mind a little bit. We're not looking at what the machlaik is balamor ramban is in pshat and sugya. We're looking at the machlaik is balamor ramban in how they understood the din of Reuven, who builds a wall in the situation, has a griya. The Birkesh Shmuel sugya is a much more important sugya to us than the original. The original is really a machlekes of pshat. The original is again, the Baal HaMor's creation, which will be very, very important, be very important, about what are my obligations the Baal HaMor's pshat is a Hezekiah pshat, but let's say according to the Rav Rishonim, that it's a discussion of a place that we are not noyeg to put up a fence. It becomes a din of it becomes a sugya baba kama, not really a bovasa deka sugya. Becomes a sugya of zenden of lechosa. The major sugya is a baba kama. But according to the Baal HaMor, now the way that the Birkas Shmuel will be constructed, this is the sugya, so now it becomes a very important sugya for us, because now defines for us the yesod of the obligation that's generated by the chiyuv of Hezekiah. Right? So that which we discussed initially, and when we didn't have much background, mechila, and as everyone pointed out, we may have made a mistake in understanding the Ramban, and that's how we learned, by continuously seeing more and allowing it to evolve. So we're saying now that this machlokes of how we define the basic chiyuv that Hezekiah generates is a chiyuv arkakat de gavra, chiyuv at chavis moment, and this opens up for us the two different ways in which chiyuvim can be formulated between people. Okay, good. So before I go deeper in weiter, what were the questions? Go ahead, Abram.
Could
you clarify the second nafkamina? You said that, I think, the way you find it, instead of paying money, you're fulfilling it, like you do like a shmirah instead. That was the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, again, this is the you said it's like a nakuda. When I built this wall, right? So according to the Ramban, there's a monetary obligation on all of us to build this wall. And by building the wall, I'm not changing anybody's monetary obligation. According to the Baal HaMor, we have an obligation to protect each other's privacy. When I build the wall unilaterally without discussion, I'm taking away the need to build a wall for our privacy. I'm providing the privacy. So, in other words, there's a requirement that we as neighbors have accepted upon ourselves that we will protect each other's privacy. So that means that we have to live with the, put in, that we have to live being able to use our property without intrusion, without invasion. So now, in this particular case, I took care of it. I created a situation where our privacy is taken care of. Okay, so now there's no obligation anymore. Right? So now the Baal HaMor says, I put up three walls, so I've done nothing. Right? Because when I put up three walls, I haven't given anybody greater usage of their property. I have not impacted their privacy. Now I put up a fourth wall, okay? So now I obviated the need. Nevertheless, the Baal HaMor says that there is now a din that I provided you with a benefit. Is this a classic case of Zen Nene Vizele Choseno? Because I did the wall for myself. You can't say I provided you with a benefit. I took care of it myself. Can you say that it might be a case of Yoyrein L'Sech Sodach HaVeiroi? Yeah? And then the din is that you get to pay the lowest amount. All right? Now, the next step is, now the Rikas Shmuel says, now let's look deeper into what Roy Rishonim are saying over here. Roy Rishonim are saying that Hezek Re'iya translates into a monetary obligation. Okay? Then the Baal HaMor says, what's the nature of this monetary obligation? Again, so say it again. According to Ramban, two guys moving together, and one guy takes the initiative to build the wall. All right? If they're normal people and they're fully functioning neighbors, then they have coffee together and they figure out how they're going to build this wall. Okay? Take a Shulchan Aruch, they speak to the Rav, what are obligations? Fine. Into the obligations, they pick out it's a wall like anybody else's wall, because there's going to be a contractor. Now, if somebody wants to do embellishments, okay, he has to take it upon himself. They both want to do embellishments, they discuss it, fine, that's normal. A dysfunctional system, right? One guy has no patience, he can't wait, he's putting up this wall, good. So now the Ramban says, well, there is a monetary obligation over here. So our sugya says, okay, what is the monetary obligation? Okay, we don't have a sugya for this. We have a sugya for a mokoyim she'ein noegin, right? We have a sugya putting up the 10 tefach fence, right? We don't have a sugya, and there we need to have gili das, that's runya, okay? But we don't have a sugya that tells us the din of a person who preempts the other guy and builds a wall in a mokoyim shenogu lasei smachitza. Right? But we know what the Ramban would say. We know what Ramban says, it's a chayvas moment. But now the question is, now we have to speculate for a moment, what is the nature of the chayvas moment? What's the nature of the chayvas moment? What's the base of the chayvas moment? Why? Didn't there a bonon that said that we have to have walls? And didn't they raisa that I have to watch over your privacy? Where does the chayvas moment come from? It's easy to say, blow it off, didn't there a bonon, go weiter. Medina, go weiter. What's the nature of chavis moment? How much does he have to pay when he takes the initiative? So we're assuming right now, kimenag amdina, whatever the minig medina was. So that's where the Berakhish Shmuel says, but the Ramban had a very strong lashon. The Ramban says that Hezek via you're a masik. Hare mazikoi. What's the obligation that I have to pay as a mazik? No, you're going to say?
I was going to say no, but I'm not sure.
Go ahead, try it. Take a leap. We will pounce on you if you're wrong. It'll be good for you.
Which chovas moment?
Now we're zeroing on the halacha, on the din. What's the din? The din is Roy Rishonim say that it's a chovas moment, right? By Hezekiah.
Okay.
By a mokim shenogu ligda. All right. So Simon is saying is every mokim shenogu ligda the same? Would it be the same? If it's a chotzer, if it's a or in a bikkur where it's roy, people are not worried about it. Aval Ramban sayver the mechuyev manu kedivri rosh to have a commotion is chayv manachaveira vimkein kol ma sheoise choshev da ose bishlichuso have ze choser vizenene to ha ose bishvilo. Right. So the melchom says mekashmuz medayik in the Ramban that if I am chayiv, if we are both chayiv, so that means, right? In other words, the fact that there's a monetary obligation means we're both chayiv. If we be our karkafta de gavra, there is an obligation that anybody can grab and take to make this place protect, make this place private. But if it's a chaymas mamon, that means that it will always be my monetary obligation to pay in, right? Mashal, right? Person. So he says, "V'imkein kol masha oiseh choshev da oiseh b'shlichusay." So now, if I have a monetary investment in this wall, so that means as you're building the wall, you're representing me, right? Because brick by brick, you are executing my monetary obligation. So you're doing it as my shliach, as my poel. V'havei zechosev zenene, and then it becomes not a sugya of zenene v'zechosev, right? It becomes a sugya as I am giving you what you need. I'm providing a service, right? It's no different than a guy in a store. He stocks the shelves, he lays out the money, stocks the shelves, and you come in and you buy. Havei zechosev zenene. Ta'oseh b'shviloi. But alkein hekshu damai chashvinon loy zenene mizechoser tal tervayu ramya lesluke nizka imkein guf akosel also gam avur chaveri kamoi avuroi. And that's why it's difficult to understand why should this be evaluated in the Gemara as zenene mizeh. So the emes is that's not a kasha for us, because according to the Ramban, what's being evaluated in the Gemara in Bava Kama is b'mokum she'ena seligdar, right? This is the Ramban's just testing his own shita. In kein guf hakosel also gamel vurcha ve'gamel vur v'hinei kushes every shonim. Dema mahani, takonas mokum. I find this lesson very difficult. Ma mahani, takonas mokum shelinogu ligdor babika. The kol echad yaktim v'yakif yechayev eschavera. Right. So now the because Shmuel says every rishon asked against the. Now, every Rishon asks on themselves, right? On themselves. This is a Mishnah about a Mokum Sheloi Nagu Ligdar, which means but this is the Kash, the Eisen Akash of the Sugya. We all Rishonim ask on themselves that what is the significance? Again, the Lashon of the Birkashim, I don't have, I'm not sure if he really means that it's the Takonas Mokum. But a neighbor that says we're not putting up fences, all right? Almost says that's our approach. So that is an unsustainable approach. That's an insignificant approach, right? The neighbor gets together and they say, "What's going to be over here? Fences or no fences?" So if they say fences, we got it. Chayves moment. They say no fences, so we think, gevaldig, no fences, right? No. That means it's the Wild West. Because anybody can put up a fence and then take me to Beis Din. Right? Because that's what the Mishnah says in Hey Amad Aleph. Had that Dalam and Beis. Shalei Nogu Ligdi Rebeka Kolechon Yaktim Yaktim Yechayvus Chaveiroi. Habeir Hu Tishnei. So what is the Ramban answer? The Ramban says, no, I got you covered, don't worry. What is the answer? He answered, "It's Yorin L'Soich Sada Chaver B'Mokum She'Einay Roy Lita." What does that mean? It means they're planting potatoes in Iowa, wheat in Idaho. So then the halacha is your choice. You can either accept and pay him like a poyel, or you can not accept and send him away. Send him away. If there's some benefit, so you pay him his expenses. No benefit b'chlal, he's mazik. You just send him away. So how did the Ramban resolve his kasha? That's the story of the Birkish. How did the Ramban ask the kasha that what is the significance of saying it's a mokum shlei nogu? So the significance will only be in a situation where there is absolutely no benefit to having the wall. The situation is going to right? At the end of the day, our Mishnah says that a mokum shlei nogu ligdor, you can be mechayev something. You can mechayev machlekes with the demei kana bizol, or you mechayev agar netira, or the demei kana bizol or kamoisha godar. So the kasha is so the answer is no. It's a different din. How does it answer the kasha? The kasha is that in a mokum shel enogul igdor, so we end up paying as well. So what's the distinction between a mokum shaloinogud? The way I understood the kasha didn't bother me so much. Because the Ramban is asking, so what do we gain by describing ourselves as not requiring a fence? At the end of the day, you can force me to have a fence and pay for it. Teretz is, yeah, that's tied in. You won't get as much money. If the mokum shenogu ligdor, you're going to end up paying the full fence. A mokum shenogu ligdor, you'll pay less. Kacha din. And the Bircha Shmuel is asking, says that the Ramban's kasha, the sharper kasha. Ramban's kasha is that if a community made a decision that they're not, in other words, by virtue of us not putting up fences, we have made a decision not to put up fences. So the Ramban says, what is the significance of that decision? It just means you just gotta do things differently. You just gotta do it on your own. Somehow, Berger Shmuel says, if we made a decision to put up fences, then that should protect us from guys putting up fences and bringing us to court, right? If we have a minug, and this is how I understand the Berger Shmuel's question, if we have a minug not to put up fences, that's a positive position. That means we don't want fences. You want to put up a fence? Fine, pay for it. Put up a fence and make me pay for it. But that's why I moved here. I moved here because I like the open, no shrubbery look over here. So now you can just change it. So we're going to go to Beis Din, and you're going to bring a lawyer, and your lawyer's going to say, but there's a benefit, but some people like it, but it looks nicer, but you have more privacy. So he's going to bring a gemara that says every field has a chritz between. I gave him a big chritz. I'm going to have to go to court and say, have a hassle whether he has to take away stuff, to give him some. So the Berger Shmuel says, but what's bothering the Ramban is, if you have a mokum shlenog, that means we have a minog. A minog a mokum. A minog a mokum, you open the fences. So who gives you the right to force me to have a fence? And then I may have to pay for it. And then the Ramban says, oh, don't worry about it because it's a different sugya. That's kuf. How does that answer the kasha? So the Mircha Shmuel says, Din nene du etzem din l'shalem hana osim. V'zenami mil v'ksuba v'toyra. Kach shamati mi mori v'rabi v'chassadim levrocha, kodesh levrocha. That's one of the nice things about the Mircha Shmuel ever. He quotes from Chaim. At least one line you can understand it. Full line. Rechaim gets a full line. Sometimes he gets two lines. So he says, my Rebbe, now, the Birka Shmuel is marich on this in Simen Zion. And he alludes to how he's going to be marich on it over here with Bezemu Von Diviatosmus. And this is very esoteric, so we'll spend a few minutes on it. And that is that we have learned from our sugyas now there is a chiyuv that if I get hanor from you, there's a chiyuv for me to pay for it. Okay, how do we know this? That this is an emistic idea. So we know this from the Mishnah on Dalet Amud Beis, right? Right? Dalet Amud Beis. We know that that's part of the sugya of Zeh Nene V'Zeh Lechoser. So we know that by Zeh Nene V'Zeh Lechoser Bichlal, that I'm not going to pay for anything. Right? So that, I'm sure that's Mida Sadayim. I mean, you stood under my garage when it was raining, right? You sat in my car when it was raining, so I can't send you a bill and an invoice. The car was sitting there, you sat in, so I'm going to charge you because, for what? Because I prevented you from having to pay a bill, a cleaner's bill. That would be Mida Sadayim. But if there's some loss at all, I have to clean up the car a little bit. So then I don't have to charge you for cleaning up the car. I can charge you for hana. Then I do get to charge you. Once it's not in the Mida Sadayim, then I can say, well, let's look at this. I did incur some loss. Right? So once I incurred some loss, then we have a relationship, a business relationship. What do I pay when we incur some loss? Do I pay only the loss? Or can I charge more? So that's the question. Then I can ask you if I know. Why can I ask you if I know then? Why does that change the equation? The maskana of the Gemara is that if you come into my house and you rest up and you... The example the Gemara gives, and the walls become a little bit dark because usage of the walls. You moved my house for a year, didn't bother me at all. You watered the plants, it was good. So now I get to charge you for a rental. Charge you rental. It was an empty house. Yeah, but I have to repaint the house. Okay, so I'll pay for the rent. I'll pay for the paint. No. Once I repaint the house, then it's no longer Mida Sadayim. Then we have a relationship with each other. So then, I already gave you something. Now it's a business deal. Now I can charge you for Hano. Why can I charge you for Hano? Where's the Chiv of Hano? Yairin L'Seich Sadech HaVeiroi. So there we say, there's a Din of Nechusa. I wanted you to do it. You're my Shliach. You're working for me. But over here, where you take Hanoa, right, or even sharper, in our Mishnah where I force Hanoa on you. That's why our Mishnah, so I forced Hanoa on you. I built this wall. You didn't ask for this wall. So in our Mishnah we see, that's I think why the Birkat Shmuel spends so much time here, what is the Chiv of Hanoa? I'm at least when it came to the guy, the classic case of Zeh Nene L'Chaser, you came into my house. You took the Hanoa. Over here, I'm giving you, I'm forcing you to have a no. So Birkat Shmuel says there's a sugya in Ksuvis, Daf Lamed on the base, and that is your definitive sugya, according to Birkat Shmuel, Chiv Hano. What's happening over there? I take Trumas and Maisris, and you're not a Kohen, and I force you to eat Trumas and Maisris. And the Gemara's example is, I take a shpud with a maizrus, and I force it down your throat. So the Gemara says, and then I send you a bill for eating, because I was behind you. Right? Maybe it was like some special treatment in a spa or something. So I got you to relax. Maybe you signed up for this. Maybe I forced wine. Maybe I forced you to drink wine to relax you. And then, and that was part of this. That was part of the menu in the spa. You get some massages. You get some mud from the Dead Sea, and you get. You get forced to relax by having wine forced down your throat. Okay. So then I send you a bill. So then you say, I don't want to pay for the wine because that was a hano you forced on me. So in the exploration of the Din Torah, it turns out that the wine was trumas and maismas. It was awesome to drink. Oh. So the Gemara says he's potter. Why is he potter? Because kol ramina, he's chayiv, because he's a zor and trumas and maismas, and therefore he's potter from paying. Okay. So the Gemara figures out, well, when it was forced, when is it simultaneous? Is it be'idna? Is it simultaneous? So the Gemara discusses how it could be simultaneous. Then the Gemara discusses whether the food was ro'oi to eat. But the Birkei Shmuel and Reb Chaim say the Gemara never said, but I didn't ask for the Hanah. The Gemara's entire din was, how do we apply kom leivid rabamine? Was it be'idna? Tumis and maestras. Why did the Gemara say, who asked him, he didn't ask for the Tanah? So, Vaistachais, Lomdin Mizeh, Hayotze Mikan, is that if I'm forcing Hanah on you, you become Mukhiv to pay for the Hanah. Meichatesa, that you can force Hanah on me. So, you see from this Sugya that Hanah per se is a Machayiv. So, the question is, where did this come from? So Reb Chaim said, it's a milvah subvator the chiyuv. Where's the chiyuv? So you have to look at Siman Zion. And there, the Birkei Shmuel says, Reb Chaim explained to him, that is the sugya, the beginning of Bava Kama, of Shein V'Regel. Right? If my animal tramples on your field, and let's give you a hano, the guys who learn Bava Kama, Mitzvah, Bavasra, the last 3 years. So if the animal trampled on your field, that's regel, that's derech iluchai, you have to pay the hezek, right? But if he ate if he ate a patch of tomatoes, then what does he pay?
Hano.
He was mazik my field, he trampled on tomatoes. So a field that's missing two rows of tomatoes, no. How much, what's the dip in price? Right? Or he smashed two rows of tomatoes. All right, there's a certain loss involved. But the hanah that he got was the hanah of a tomato that has been picked, that has been processed, that's been sent to market, that's been brought back. You know how much a tomato, like it's an esrei. An esrog is worth a few cents, but once it's picked and it's packaged and it has a hechsher on it, and then it goes through 4 different wholesalers and distributors and sits and said that, and now it's already $100, right? So the same thing with the tomato. A tomato on the vine, cents, but a tomato sitting in the store, that's already had much more work. So the hanah that the animal gets is the tomato from the store. So the Reb Chaim says, why did we switch channels over here? We're talking about Bava Kama hezek, and all of a sudden, if it tramples on it, hezek. If it eats it, mashanen. Says Reb Chaim in the Torah teaching, say yesoid, that if I provide you with hanah, you're mechuyev to pay for the hanah. If it says zenenim is a lechosa, that's mida sedaim. But if it says zenenim is a chosa, that's business. So once your animal was nene, so we can figure out exactly what the hanah is. Right? Is it the hanah that you work, is it the hanah of the tomato? Or the hanah that you didn't have to give the animal lunch? You don't give your animal vine picked tomatoes. Right? You give your animal scraps. So maybe in the mishtor, if you look at the actual benefit, what I saved, it's called mishtorshe, less. If I look at the hanah, he had a tomato that could have been sitting in the store and getting $2 a pound or something. So Reb Chaim says that's mizeroim. The Torah is maybe mechadish to us. Adin hanah is a mechayiv. Even if I force hanah on you, mechayiv. That's the Reb Chaim said, it's a milvah ksuv in the Torah. So now, coming back, that's the b'zeh muvonim divrei HaTosfos. So again, how are we connecting the dots in here? The Ramban says that we want to figure out We want to figure out what's the basis for the chiyuv of the guy who built a fence in a place shelo'i nogu ligdor. And the Rishonim say that this doesn't add up because in a mokka, again, we switched, right? We began with the machloikis balamor and not in the Mishnah. We went to discuss the machloikis of the balamor in the Mishnah, and what the Ramban holds in the balamor's imaginary situation. From that machloikis, we learned the Berakhah Shmuel said a yesoid of how do you view chiyuv evshchenim, three nafkaminas. And then we explain the machlekes balamor Ramban. Then now the Berakhah Shmuel is saying, now let's go back to the Mishnah again. And in the Mishnah we have a davar mechudesh that a mokum shalei nagu ligdor. If I discuss with you the situation initially, no chiyuv. But if I preemptively, unilaterally built the fence, I can now take you to Beis and I gave you hanoam, right? According to the Ramban, that's the Mashdib Shat in the Mishnah. I gave them no, I'm a tent tevach wall. Right? Now, so that's the kasha which the Rishonim are asking. And they're saying, but this is the Hanoah that not only are you forcing on me for a carrot, if you would have asked me 3 days ago, I said, I don't want this Hanoah. We have a mokim shenagu shalikda. I moved here because I don't want this hanok. So he says, no, don't worry, it's yoreid. So Berakhah Shmuel says that the Ramban is explaining to us there are two fundamentally different chiyuvim. One chiyuv is the chiyuv hanok, which we learned from the Torah, we learned from Shein V'Regel, and we're able to draw this out that there's a chiyuv hanok. We can connect the dots now with sugi and ksuvah staf lamed. And the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Chof Zenenev Zechoser. Zenenev Zechoser, Zechoser, then it's already, there's a Midas Sedai. Zenenev Zechoser, there's a Chiyiv Hana. The Torah is Machayiv Hana. So one of the greatest difficulties of Zeman Chos is to understand it. Reb Chaim is saying the following: Once I can charge you for something, there are two calibrations over here. The calibration of the hezek you caused me by making the walls dark, or the Torah was machayv you hanah. So why shouldn't I collect the Torah on the Torah's bill? Kadosh Baruch Hu said you have to pay for hanah. If I wasn't chosid bechlal, so then the Torah says you are stoim that can be charged over here. But once I'm going to charge something, so then I have two possible bills. One bill is the painting, repainting, and what is the Torah said from Shein V'Regel, you have to pay hanah. However, in this case, so the Milchomis finds it difficult to say that we moved into a place, the Berakhah Shmuel's way is forming the Sakasha, where we don't have walls. That was a decision not to have walls over here. Right? So a decision not to have walls. So now you can force that hand on me. So the emesis could be from the Gemara in Ksuvas. But the Muhammad says, no. He says, it's not, a king theory is a Ramban. Dini bidin hanna osi lek lechayvoi. Avo mi kevon de nechalei. Al korcha mechayvin loi mishum. Says what's the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying that there is another chiyuv, and that is another way of being machayiv, a person hano, and that is if I provided you with hano that you would have wanted. So then I become your shliach. So now it's pshat the Gemara. The Gemara is, I put up the first wall, that you didn't want that wall. I put up the second wall, didn't want that wall either. I put up the third wall, didn't want that wall either. Because we moved into a place with no walls. And the wall does nothing for me. But you know, once I have three walls, right? So then, I'm so close to getting to getting shmira. I'm so close that the animals won't come in. I'm so close enough to have a scarecrow. I'm so close not having to have drones looking over my field and see it. So then I taka want the fourth wall. So in the fourth wall, I become Znefa. In the fourth wall, I become a shliach. On the fourth, now in the fourth wall, I can charge it. Because not me din hanor, but me din that everybody, nechale. So it's true I put you in that position. I expose myself. Because wall one, wall two, wall three, if I didn't finish the whole thing, I get nothing. So I did expose myself. But now I have three walls up. So in the fourth wall, then everybody wants the fourth wall. So that, on that I become a Yerid the Sotah Chamer. That's what the Ramban is saying. So that's what Ramban says, Yitaka, right. I cannot, you made a decision, you moved in, you didn't want to have any walls, you're right. And I cannot force you. But if I change the Metzias and give you three walls, then even an action who moved in and there were a place without any walls, but now he's so close to getting good shmira from the Ezer, so now you can't say anymore that I didn't promise you the Hanoah. So that's that Hanoah is the Hanoah of Necha. Necha is Shlichus. Necha is Schar Pula. Alright? So you work hard on a brick of Shul. Don't tell us. Okay. Good. So we didn't get to Daf Hey and Aleph. I know some of you already were a little itchy to move on. So tomorrow, Mit Hashem, I have to figure out if we do Daf Hey and Aleph, we'll do there's a little sugya in Bar Mitzvah. Very nice sugya, three or four lines of Bar Mitzvah. So maybe we'll go Keseder. We'll do the Bar Mitzvah sugya. Good. Again, I will mincha, daven the Beis Medrash. Question? Ooh, thank you very much.